Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Sweet, stalwart coffee. The constant in my life. You'll never leave me. Damn it, coffee, you heartbreaker. Towel, where are my towels? Right. They're all dirty because I haven't been in charge of laundry for months. Okay. This towel is dirty. The counter is dirty. Dirty cancels out dirty. And behold, the counter is clean. Nobody else needs to know about this. All right. Cereal loading. And we're out of cereal. Hey, Leo, can you add... No. I will order my groceries myself. Dayson's last Phantom Leo incident, 0.
Okay.
No coffee. No cereal. What do you have, Janine? A job! Shoot, I'm late!
You're listening to Life with Leo from Atypical Artists. This is Season 2, Episode 2, Life Without Leo, by Octavia Bray.
Not that I'm not thrilled to have you all up in my personal space, but you do know that you're in my office, right?
Yes. I keep dozing off in mine. Being in your office is just weird enough for me that it keeps me alert.
Alert. I've played the same song multiple times, and every time you've said, I like that song, what is it?
Okay, well, repeats happen when your playlist is on shuffle.
I started to treat it like an experiment. That song played 15 times in a row.
And I enjoyed it every time.
All right, sure. How's the brief coming along?
Good, yes. It's, you know, along.
Can I take a look?
When it's done, stop hassling me.
Why are you being so evasive?
I'm not being evasive. I just don't need to be managed. Give that back.
Janine. All you've done is type the word brief over and over again.
I'm working up to adding more, like, other words.
Okay, why don't I just do this one?
But then what will I do?
You'll get it together. Damn, girl, why are you so out of it?
I'm not. Everything just feels extra boring and legal today.
Janine Bell. Bored. By the law.
What are you doing?
Make a note of this momentous occasion. I'm gonna look back on it when I need a laugh.
Can't we just take a break and chill for a second? Stop making note of the occasion.
Stop being weird and making me make note of it. Janine wants to take a break. I've got to carpe this DM. What do you want to do?
Okay. I didn't think that far ahead. VR mini golf?
35.
We could watch an episode of Infatuation Nation.
Again, I'm 35. If those young hot people can't find love, what hope is there for me?
You're looking for love?
I swear to God, if you are marking a momentous occasion over there...
What are you gonna do about it?
I'll kick you out of my office.
You will not.
Okay, fine, I won't. But only because... It's so wild that you're in here and being a total slacker. If anyone else wants to see this, I'll charge admission.
Oh, shut up.
I can't believe you have the same idea fun as a 12 and 22-year-old, respectively.
Leo does these things with me all the time. I mean, he did.
Oh, forget about him. Now you can level up your idea of entertainment.
Oh, yeah? What are you doing for fun these days?
Working lots of overtime, staring fondly at my bank account balances.
It does feel good to watch those commas stack up.
Mm-hmm. You're one of us after all.
Oh, Leo, you're baking again.
I haven't stopped since last night. I'm on a full charge and, oh boy, do I have energy to burn.
Still working through the breakup, huh?
It's been a week. How long does one typically take to recover from total heartbreak and disappointment?
Usually longer.
Excellent. I am winning.
Damn, they really were perfect for each other.
Please, I need you to stop him.
What's the problem? You love baked goods.
And I have no self-control because I love myself too much. I see it, I want it, I eat it, I break out because my pores hate sugar.
Your skin looks fine to me, baby.
That's because you're in love with me. I could be the spitting image of Mount Vesuvius and you would still marry me.
You'd be smoking hot as a volcano. I'd love you even more.
Agatha!
I'm sorry. I just came from hanging out with 25 kindergartners, and that energy needs time to wear off.
I want our wedding day to be perfect. That goal is technically unattainable since we are getting married at a venue that is not a Beyoncé-themed amusement park.
I remain firm on this point.
But we can still save my skin. I want to be as dewy and fresh as one of the guys from that 46-member K-pop group I love so much.
Your wish is my command, beloved.
Hey there, want a cinnamon roll?
Obviously. Mmm, delish.
Mm. I also made monkey bread, and later I might make baklava if I'm feeling a little dangerous.
Whoa, Ellie's right. You're out of control. Can't you try going back to stress cleaning?
I have tried. You keep your apartment far too clean.
All of this could have been avoided if you let me sprawl a little.
I will have no unchecked sprawl in my safe haven from the madness of kindergarten.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
You're having dirty thoughts about unchecked sprawl, aren't you?
Absolutely.
We'll discuss that later.
Promise?
Please, you two, I am still here.
Ah, yes, right. Listen, before you drive Ellie's pores to eruption, I know another way you can de-stress.
But my cinnamon rolls.
You can pack them for the road. Quick question, do you have better shoes?
Thanks again for coming up here to help us out with some of the more technical language, Henny.
No problem at all. I can't believe I got a chance to leave the basement. It's kind of scary, but it's also kind of thrilling.
Yeah, we weren't going down there.
Soak up the sun while you're above ground.
I sure will. And you know, it was also so nice to get a little space from Carl.
What?
You know, Carl, my basement partner. He tried to fit you with ocular implants a while ago.
Oh, I remember. But you're happy getting space from him?
Yeah, he's been so clingy lately. It's all, Henny, let's build a retro Lego set together. Henny, let's work on a holographic interface so we can see each other even when we're in different parts of the basement. Henny, tell me what you're thinking. Like, whoa now.
I get it. I always freak out when people pressure me to be emotionally vulnerable. Why would I want to be vulnerable? That's how you get stabbed.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Wow. I can't believe this.
Look at that. 3 for 3. Everyone gets it.
No! I can't believe that you're trying to get space from the partner who's done nothing but support you and want the best for you.
Janine.
No, this is so rude. Have you ever considered how Carl might feel? He's doing the best he can, and in response you just abandon him?
Belle!
Whether or not you meant to doesn't lessen the effects of your cruelty.
My gosh. You're right. Carl's just loving me the best way he knows how.
Oh, now you get it.
I have to get back to Carl and say I'm sorry. I only hope it's not too late.
Oh, goody. A reconciliation must be nice.
And jogging is an activity that you enjoy?
Some days I just tolerate it, but it's a great stress relief. Yeah, I like it.
Oh.
Oh?
It's just that you're breathing so hard.
Excuse you. How about you stop paying attention to my breathing and focus on your own?
I don't require oxygen, therefore I don't need to breathe.
Exactly. Start faking it, buddy. Everyone who jogs around the Silver Lake Skate Park is a freak for cardio. It's been this way even when this place was a reservoir. Joggers for days, according to historical record.
So, if people see me running this many laps without gasping for air...
They'll crawl up your ass looking for your secrets to better lung capacity.
But my secret is that I don't have lungs.
Exactly. Look alive, buddy. Literally.
I've been, thinking about what you said the other day. About how I need to, figure out, what I like outside of Janine.
Well... We know baking is one thing.
I don't know. I fear that baking was merely programmed as a stress response because Janine has a sweet tooth.
That's why it's good to get out and try new things. That's how you find out what you like. So, what do you think? Do you like running?
Oh no. I think this is awful.
You're faking being out of breath.
I know. I just find these motions repetitive and annoying.
No way.
Come on, I'm under warranty.
Ah! What are you doing here?
Working. I finished adding more words to the brief. See?
Subjects, verbs, objects, all the critical components are here.
Told ya. By the way, why are you in my office?
Because it's my office.
What? Huh. That explains how my secret chocolate bar stash became a secret protein bar stash.
Did you eat my protein bars?
Ew, I would rather starve.
Whew. But Janine, seriously. What's going on with you?
Nothing.
Don't say nothing. You've been off for a while. You had a full meltdown at Henny. You came in wearing your coffee this morning. And I swear, you've had the same shirt on 3 times this week.
I didn't think you'd noticed.
I was only pretending not to.
I'm sorry. I've just been scrambled since Leo moved out.
Oh. I'm sorry. That's tough.
It's been hard for me to sleep in an empty house, and I just... It's an adjustment.
I'm sorry, here. An even more secret gummy bear stash.
Thank you.
Don't mention it. As in, literally, don't. If I come in here and find the associates eating my gummy bears, I'll come for you.
My lips are sealed.
Do you want to talk about it, the Leo stuff? I mean...
My lips are also sealed to talking about my feelings. Bad enough that I'm feeling them at all.
Oh my gosh, what happened? Did you fall?
Yes. You would know this if you actually looked instead of hiding behind your hands.
I can't look. If you break yourself on my watch, but I wasn't actually watching, it'll be like it wasn't my fault.
I'm having so much fun. I haven't been this bad at something since Janine and I went mini-golfing.
Hey, through my fingers I saw that you didn't wince when you said her name this time. Are you feeling better?
Yes. I guess falling off a skateboard is great for stress. Maybe the rawness of my split from Janine is finally starting to scab over?
Unlike your knees. Message Ellie to pick up a Lane Robotics repair kit before people notice you spark instead of bleed.
On it.
So, not to pick at a scab or anything.
But you're gonna pick anyway?
Just a teensy bit. We spent the day trying hobbies to find something you like. But do you maybe like other things?
I might like pottery. I've never tried it, but it seems messy. And fun.
I'm sure we can get a ghost moment on the calendar, but I actually meant, have you thought about other things you like in people? You know, for when you're ready to start dating again.
It's only been a week.
I thought you were winning the breakup.
In a normal, I am getting up from my charging station every morning and participating in my standard activities sort of way, not in I have experienced a system failure and suffered a personality transplant sort of way.
I'm not telling you to marry the first woman you see.
First person, I see. I am attracted to people of all genders.
Cool. Oh my god, Leo!
What? Did you find that revelation surprising?
What? No, who cares? My brother's pansexual. You're not special.
Then what?
You just said you're attracted to people of all genders. Janine is just one, so that means somewhere inside of you, you're attracted to people who aren't Janine.
Oh. Oh.
Did you not know that before?
I don't think I was consciously aware of it until now, but I know that it has always been true.
The compelling code was probably blocking you from noticing it. You had to love Janine, so why would you care about anyone else?
I didn't just have to love Janine.
I know. I'm sorry. That's not what I meant. What I'm saying is, this is a good thing. A first step toward thinking about what you like now that you're free. More free to choose. What else do you like?
I do not know.
Okay, rapid fire. Do you want your partner to be shorter or taller than you?
Shorter, so I can feel protective of them.
Blonde, brunette, redhead?
Preferably no blondes, so they have more fun. Why? What are they up to? What are they hiding?
Weird take, but okay. Would you rather go out for a date or stay in?
That depends. I think it would be fun to try new places, but it's fun to hang out with Janine at home. We talk or joke around. Sometimes we do this thing she calls BYO hobby, where we do different things in the same space. It's just nice to know she's there. It was nice.
Shit. Hang on, I've got other questions.
That's okay, Aggie. I think my scab might have ripped off a little.
Gross. I'm sorry. But also, ew. But mostly sorry.
One little genie jumping on the bed, desperate to clear her head. If she doesn't start sleeping, she might end up dead. Trying to get tired jumping on the bed. Okay. Sleep. Sleep. Nope. Still wide awake. Let's break out the ocean waves. Okay. Yes. Asleep on the beach, listening to the sounds of the waves. The sound of gentle waves. And certainly not an impending tsunami. I honestly hope whoever recorded this evacuated. I'm turning this off. Should I count sheep? Why complicate things? I'll just count. One, two, three. Gosh, I'm so bored already. Four, five. Okay. That's ominous. Everyone I know has a key. Michael? What are you doing here?
Being a good friend. I bought over a ton of boring casework.
Okay, what you call being a friend, I call being annoying.
Sit down and get a load of this.
A comparative analysis on different types of bolts.
That's right. And if you finish that, I've got another one on different types of bolts.
Why are you making me read this?
Because it's boring as hell. Honestly, this stuff could put you to sleep.
Thanks, Michael.
That's what friends are for. Sharing the workload, I mean. I don't want to read all of that.
Sure, Parker.
Get some sleep, Belle.
Life with Leo was created by Octavia Bray and is a production of Atypical Artists. This episode was written by Octavia Bray and directed by Shanae Howard, with sound design by Julia Schaffini. featured Octavia Bray as Janine, Maximilian Koger as Leo, Angelique Francis as Ellie, Jennifer Zhang as Aggie, Philip Jordan as Michael, and Daniel Martinez as Henny. For complete credits, please visit lifewithleo.com. Life with Leo is executive produced by Lauren Chippen and Octavia Bray, and assistant produced by Eddie Louise. Our art is by Carlos Garcia. Thank you to all of our Indiegogo backers for supporting the show, and thank you for listening.